Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. People often think of very different things when Texas comes up as a topic of conversation.
Well, that's right. You almost never know what you're going to get. A lot of people think of cowboy hats and tumbleweeds when they think about Texas. Some head straight to think about cotton and cattle. Let's just say the cowboy way of life has become synonymous with agriculture and our Texas culture.
Agriculture has long been important here forever.
Agriculture actually has been the cornerstone of our economy and way of life in this area since the Europeans settled here. The Spanish were the first to document their arrival in this area, way back to the 16th and 18th centuries. However, shifts started to happen as Mexico gained its independence from Spain. From the culture to politics, everything began to change, and Mexico started to encourage settlement north of the Rio Grande. Then came the expansion of agriculture operations set up in the area, everything from plantations to small family farms and, of course, our Texas cattle ranches.
And the Rio Grande Valley was popular.
Well, the railroads continued to expand, and that was good for agriculture. It meant the growth of commercial production. And the valley is home to mild winters and water from the Rio Grande. Both are excellent for farming.
What did they grow?
Well, in 1883, farmers took their first gander at growing sugar cane on a large scale. Also, orange rootstocks were planted and launched the citrus industry in Cameron, Hidalgo, and Willacy counties. Populations, agriculture continued to grow throughout South Texas and the Rio Grande Valley. As we all know, just as early settlers found out, the valley is an important agricultural area.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.